Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what you gotta do.
Yo.
These are my confessions. Just na na
na na na. What happened there? What
are the ways? These are my what? You're doing that?
I don't know what happened, but I thought I'd just keep going.
In the EDM remix was that?
Just no clarity, no nothing. My bad.
I'm screaming. Right, guys. Minnesota today, we have a listener confession. Confession title, I'm ready to cut off the entire family and I don't know where to go. Fucking love it.
You got Thomas excited.
Oh, that's Thomas.
Ready. Oh,
hey, cousin Candice and Sarah, I just want to say I absolutely love this podcast and wish it nothing but more success.
Amen.
I feel like I need to paint the picture here before I get into it. In 2020, both my grandparents died and left a will with the majority family members on it, excluding a few for some reasons, such as them not being biologically related.
Oh, sure.
But wanting to make sure their children's offspring was right first. It was a surprise, but they did say that my granddad's stepdaughter should give part of her share to her kids. My granddad's stepdaughter should give part. Okay. They weren't happy, and this led to one side of the family completely lying on my grandparents' name, trying to say that it was his biological daughter, even though he's told a lot of people that it wasn't. And in brackets, the person's put, that's a fact. Long story short, there were lawyers and a whole case. Moving on 3 years later, another problem is with my uncle, who has completely cut off my mum, and he's not happy she's getting an extra gift from my grandparents and believes that she's stealing, even though there's proof of my grandparents saying this gift is for my mum and she can share if she wishes, which she was gonna do anyway. At this point, I'm tired of every family member causing me stress, and this scenario has been going on for nearly 4 years. My uncle has been revealing some family information to other family members out of spite and is trying to turn people against part of my family, and I'm tired and just want to know a solution to completely cut them off. But every time I try to cut them off, they find a way to ignite a fire each and every time. There is no one better suited to this confession than Thomas. Let's fucking go. Thomas is raging. Bit of train ketamine in there. Let's be off with you, Thomas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my, it's like an engine revving herself up. Like, let's go.
So let's have a bit of a story time.
Go on.
And we might have to cut some things out legally. I'll talk to the
production
editors
later. Yeah. Have it. Go on, though. Go on.
Have it.
Go on, my love. Yeah.
So I am my father's only child. Mm-hmm. My father died when I was 20. Sure, child. God, that is what, 15 years ago now. And there were some inconsistencies surrounding the will.
Okay.
Which, to this day, I'm not quite sure. And again, legally, I want to be careful. From what the will said, it was made clear that he expected people to do right by me.
Right.
They absolutely did not do right by your girl. And again, I say I'm his only child. Mm. And I will say my dad left quite a healthy estate behind and had no other children. There were none born, there were none surviving. And so when I say I deeply understand the energy surrounding you right now. And so it is off the back of that, which why I essentially promote myself as an orphan. I have no ties, some quite literally because people are dead, and non-chosen ties on both sides. Mm. And so that also means I don't have a relationship with my father's parents anymore, who are my grandparents, and I couldn't possibly tell you if they're dead or alive. When I say cut, we are cut. When I say, and again, this is a petty Pisces move, it gives me tremendous glee to know that on my father's side, his bloodline completely ends with me. Mm. His family name completely ends with me, which I dropped ages ago. Mm. So like, if anyone were to research that, you'll come to me and you'll go no further. Mm. Because even my children don't know of their existence. It's like a blip in the ether. Mm. And I would say, number one, every family member popping off. And this is what really upsets me. And I can only speak for the Black community. This is the problem with not thinking that you are able to build your own nest or feather your own nest. Mm. Literally, so many Black people are waiting for elders to die. They're waiting on this yard or this house. More to the point, there's certain elders in certain families and communities dangling properties and wills over someone's head. Well, you know, I'm going to take you out the will. And how about everyone get a fucking job? Mm-hmm. How about everyone get a job, get on their Zoom, realize what their purpose is, and start making headway in that. Mm-hmm. Because that is the only type of way you can build financial security for yourself. Mm-hmm. And now what we are witnessing is a fallout that under the covers of your family was always brewing.
Yeah.
You're going to see jealousy. You're going to see backstabbing. Yeah. You're going to see arguments. And let me tell you something. If your spirit isn't cut out for it, it's not cut out for it. You're saying, you know, you want to cut yourself off, but they always reignite. I got to give it to you how I had to give it to myself many years ago. Sorella and I said something similar a couple episodes back. There's a part of you that likes the fire, baby. Mm. There's a part of you that likes the fire. As a grown woman, certain things can't come into your house unless you open the door. Mm. As a grown woman, certain chat can't reach you without picking up the phone. Mm. You are attached to this trauma in one way or another. Mm. You have not yet learned to survive in peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. And until you do that, pop down an argument is always going to be your default setting. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you do have to take a look at yourself in the mirror and be like, how am I as a grown up allowing these things to affect me? Mm-hmm. You can't hear or something unless it reaches your ears. Certain phone calls. And let me tell you something. Luckily on your end, you've got more family members. They'll get tired of you soon enough when they know you're not in the keeping up and the carrying on.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Yep.
But you have to be grown enough to drop yourself out of the chat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as well, you know, when it comes to death, if you want to see people's true colors, let a family member die. Let a family member die. You will see the serpents that have been laying with you in your house. They will come face to face with you. I promise you that. Story.
You know, I don't know where my dad's
you told me. You told me.
Do you know how deep that is?
I also want to ask, and I'm going to ask this inconspicuously. Remember the conversation we had, Mike, off top of the day?
Yes, baby.
Is that to do with girl.
And when I get in
there. I told you I'm an investor. I told you. Anyway, sorry, guys. That's just a conversation we had before. But now I got the context. I got the full... Okay. I see what's happening.
So I've got to get my money up for this one.
I see what's happening. Okay.
Be able to be there for the summer and say, get me on Zoom.
Get me on the Zoom. Okay. I'll buy the scissors for the little grand unveiling. I'll be there. Okay. Well, listen. I
Family is just crazy when it comes to death. It's crazy. Money is actually, you know when people say money is the root of all evil?
I genuinely feel it in situations like this.
In situations yeah. like this, it truly is because how are you waiting for someone to die and the thing you're doing is clamoring over money, right? That has been stipulated in a will. I can understand sometimes if there isn't a will or it's, you know, a bit messy.
Yeah, also, you're... This ties back into maybe our last episode where we were talking about the fall of the House of Usher.
Mm.
How can you be so spiritually intent on doing the thing the dead person has asked you not to do?
Period.
How do you think that money's going to sit well with you when they never Period. Wanted it with you? I'm just so...
Period. And it's a hard pill to swallow. Because you're now not just grieving the death of your grandparents, you're grieving the death of the relationships in your family that you thought you had that are no longer. Mm-hmm. You are also grieving the idea that they may have left you something and you're not going to eat that. That is a valid
and
reason
then you could
to...
be grieving that... Well, it's not an idea. It's the fact you're grieving. Some of you are grieving the fact that you weren't acknowledged.
You weren't acknowledged where you thought you were you in your relationship. Yeah. You're not there. Yeah. It's a painful process for everyone, right? But I think what you have to understand is, I saw you put this on Instagram. Mm. Money is like water.
It's everywhere.
Money is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Money comes and it goes.
It's everywhere.
Money flows.
Child.
What you cannot get easily are morals and values.
Facts.
And characteristics that make you a good, decent Facts. Person. So those
and
people...
Peace.
And peace.
You can't buy
You can't
peace.
Buy peace. So those people are eating that money or doing this with that money, no peace. And look at you, Candice. Yes, you may not have ate the money that you're...
I'm full now.
Oh, baby. Ain't never skipped a meal.
Ain't never skipped a meal.
She eating real good.
Oh, let me tell you, girl. And I don't say it to scare people. And please, you know, I know everyone thinks differently. The only reason why I didn't pursue that situation more is because my dad actually came to me.
My dad
came to me and my dad basically was saying to me, it's so funny. He literally said, stop fighting for rubble.
Mm.
He said, stop fighting for rubble. He also said, what you are fighting for will be in the shadows of what you're given. Literally,
yeah.
He came to me. Yeah. I know everyone believes different things. And it was like at a really, it was, you know, that tightrope time of your life or where you've got two roads to go down.
Yeah.
And he was literally like, you're killing yourself for something that when you get it, it won't be worth shit.
At all.
I promise you, anything you think that has been stolen from you, I will replace. Like, he just couldn't.
And also, what you have to understand is, yes, you didn't necessarily eat the fruits of his labor, but you were there harvesting with him and planting the seeds. Everything he learned in life, he passed to you. And those lessons are what have multiplied you to where you... Do you see what I mean? So yes, you may not eat the dollar and the coin.
But that lesson... Coin,
that lesson...
That spiritual coin...
Done.
Forever multiplying.
Forever
growing. Like,
forever.
I'm just... Sometimes I'm astounded. I just sit here gobsmacked. I wake up in my house every day and I try not to cry. And it's literally every day. That's not to say, you know, I don't have hard times or feel scared. But I'm just like... Fuck.
Grateful.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Like, we did it.
You could quit right here and I'll be happy days.
He saw you through.
And continues to see.
Whilst whoever is dealing with whatever.
Getting their hands
muddy.
And messy. And muddy. Also, people who are now hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? At the heart of situations involving death, family, and money, the people you see get the angriest are those that were given fish, not the ones who were taught to fish. Not the grandma laugh, not the church grandma laugh. Jesus. Let's talk about the ones that are, because they have no concept of working for themselves, of building. Yeah. They're used to just turning up and taking. The ones that slip away silently and deal with their grief in their own accordance are the ones who know what it takes to fish.
Listen,
And I ain't never been someone waiting on the fish.
Ever.
That's a fact.
Ever.
That's a fact.
Ever. Because one thing about me, I'm going to eat.
Bruh.
I'm going to feed and sustain
and
my family.
And I love to feed.
I'm going to feed and sustain.
I love to feed.
I love to feed.
Like.
Whether that's in the, I'm fishing in the ocean.
Bruh.
I'm fishing. I'm hunting in the forest.
Like.
It don't matter where.
I love to foraging, feed.
I love to feed.
So it's just like. It should be that when people die, money's the
last
thing in your mind.
Thing.
Because you know how to sustain yourself.
But I do want to say two things. Number one, please, 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 if you're listening, please write a will. I'm begging you for the love of God, please write a will, make it detailed, especially in our community. This whole thing of, oh, I told my daughter this on my deathbed, that doesn't mean anything legally. Please write a will, have it in paper. And when you write the will, sit everybody down who is in the will and tell them beforehand what they are getting so that conversations after the fact are not misconstrued. My parents sat me and my siblings down and said, this is how the will is broken down. Now, when they go, I won't have an argument with my little brother because I know exactly what I was supposed to get. Write a will and make it clear. I am begging you. Number two, get life insurance policies.
Oh, hallelujah.
Number two,
no life insurance. You're
get
the fuck out of me.
Life insurance. You know when people talk about generational wealth, they're not talking. They are not talking.
Come close. We're not FCA FF certified or whatever. But come close to the mic on this one.
Listen.
How generational wealth is being sold to you is in a way so you think it's out of reach.
Unattainable.
It's not that hard. It's literally based on what you can put away per month in terms of life insurance.
That's it.
So that if you pop it, there's a way for your kids to immediately pay off that mortgage.
It.
This is how this starts.
That's it. And I want you to, before the age of 30, if you don't have life insurance... Come correct, because it's so easy to get life insurance before 30. By the time you get your life insurance policy, bearing in mind, you think it's not hard to get a £1 million life insurance policy.
It isn't. It really
all
isn't.
You need is a clear bill of health and to be able to make the payments.
Yeah.
Now, I understand payments for people may vary because of financial situations, but if you can put away £20 for a phone bill or for a subscription service or for a Netflix.
You're banging out Deliveroo and Klarna.
You can do a life insurance policy. And that is how you build generational wealth for your children.
Thank you.
So all of you 40, 50 year olds.
It's little things over time. It's not a grand summation of things. It's little things over time.
And specifically in our community, we have been sold an idea that it is unattainable because our great, great grandfathers had wealth stolen from them. Steal it back.
Get in the ring.
Get back
Learn
in the ring.
Learn the trade. Yes.
Get you life insurance.
And also, I think our fear towards discussing death, life insurance, all those things, it's not just that innate fear of wanting to discuss the end. It's also that the Black community struggle with these concepts because at one point we couldn't trust the bank.
Yes.
We couldn't trust the financial advisor because all certain systems wanted to do was rob us.
Yes.
That's why we came up with partners. That's why your grandma was storing something under the bed. Those times have changed. And the way in which we build and shift wealth, it's a new way of thinking.
Listen.
And let me tell you something specifically to you young Black people, because there are more of us than we think who have a lot of surplus income.
Yes.
I don't want to see another fucking Hermes bag until your shit is in order.
Yes.
I don't want to see it.
Prioritize.
Because some of you are playing games out here.
Prioritize.
And if I one more time see, you know, it's unfortunate, the death of such and such beloved influencer who then the family's fighting for a GoFundMe just to bury you, I will be sick.
Yes.
Because we can go back down your feed and see what ad revenue you were making.
Yes.
And you were good for it.
Yes.
And it's just like these little things should be patterned.
Little things. Even something as small as going to a funeral home saying to them, I will pay you monthly so that I can have the funeral of my dreams and my children don't have to worry about it. Funerals are expensive.
Listen.
You just have to do some forward thinking. And I understand these conversations don't happen in our communities that much sometimes.
But also when people tell me, you know, oh, they don't want to do it because, you know, it gives them ill feeling. I'm like, actually, it's the final act of love.
Yes.
You must see this as the final act of love. You are trying to relieve pressure for those you love most.
Bear bearing and in mind.
Some of you would lay down your lives for those yes. you love most. So in not planning your end for those you love most, make it make sense.
Bearing in mind, and I hate to be that person, but the reality check is you're gonna die.
Listen, listen.
You're gonna die. Take everyone is... I don't have much to breathe.
And you ain't coming with shit.
You ain't that's coming with shit. Shit.
You can't say that back in a minute.
Nothing. You are gonna die. We're all empty-handed, going to upstairs, okay? So just...
Make it as the day you were born. You can't even take that BBL with listen. You. They gotta cut it out.
The BBL is staying.
No, I think they cut it out, especially if you're cremated, because it can explode.
Oh.
Who wants to be scraping BBL juice off the inside?
Okay, and whatever's said in the closet has to stay in the closet. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.